Yeah, some people do.
They still call it rheumatism?
Well, some call it rheumatism. They call it neuritis sometimes now, and they call it neuralgia. I don't really know the difference in it. My wife has a little trouble with that kind now. Doctor called it neuralgia. Were you lucky?
Yeah, I got one. Got two of them. Good. All right, George.
Well, I seen you three there. You got two out of three. That's a good deal.
You got the next one. I don't want to be
I don't think I'm that fast.
I don't think I am either. How about this disease that forms a membrane in the throat, one in the nose?
That's a sinus.
No, I'm thinking more of this thing that's epidemic. Maybe they had an epidemic here when you were a boy or a young man.
Bad cold?
Well, it's worse than
flu?
That. Diphtheria?
Diphtheria? Oh, yes, they have diphtheria.
That's mean stuff.
Yeah,
that
is.
And how about this one that turns your body all yellow?
Scarlet fever?
Well, I was thinking more of one that makes your body yellow. Boy, I tell you, this is my day. Come on now.
That guy's about to get away there.
I only want to catch him once here. Three of them.
You stay here a week, there won't be any.
By George, I'll go home and go out for a team. I still want to have a horseshoe pitching team over there.
Yes.
I was thinking more of jaundice or janders.
Yeah, jaundice, yes, huh? They have that occasionally. I just hadn't thought of it, but they don't call that yellow jaundice anymore. What do they call that? What's the medical name for that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's... That's contagious to some extent.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, I know it is. It's it gets pretty serious if you don't take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to do it.
Malaria?
No, they don't call it malaria. I can't call the medical name for it. We call it yellow jaundice.
Yeah, that's
our old name for it.
That's the one I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's
how about this one where you get the pain right here in your side?
Appendicitis.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that in the early days?
Well, I tell you, that it ain't been too many early days till they know what to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
My stepfather died with appendicitis. I know now, but I didn't know it then.
That can be a miserable thing, too,
yeah.
If that bursts just a little bit.
But now they don't have much trouble with that stuff, you know. That's just a minor operation now.
Uh-huh. Talking about sickness here, what do you call it when you eat something and it doesn't agree with you and it comes back up?
Well,
you say you have to.
Sick in my stomach. It's sour in my stomach.
Uh-huh. What do you do when that gets bad?
Well, sometimes.
Had to go to the bathroom and.
Yes, you do have to sometimes.
And bend over the bowl.
Vomit?
Yeah.
Puke, we used to call it.
Oh, that was the old one, huh?
That's the old one.
I think I grew up with vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a good constitution. I'd be sick at my stomach and I'd vomit. And the next thing I think of was, when do we eat?
Yes.
That is strange.
I'm a funny guy. I don't think I ever got sick enough to vomit two or three times in my life.
Huh.
I have an extremely good stomach.
Oh, that's good. Well, I was always doing something like that.
I eat just anything now that you would eat.
Hmm.
It don't bother me. Eat steak.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything, don't bother me at all.
I find that's about the easiest thing to eat, is a steak that's properly cooked,
yeah.
Not too hot, so
yeah.
That it burns and makes that varnish. But I try to eat those when I'm on the road, and I find I can get more work done. But I, on the budget they've given me, I can't eat very many. What would you say to your son? What would you have said to him if he did deliberately disobeyed you? All right, now you deliberately disobeyed me. I'm going to
correct you.
Uh-huh. And what would you do?
Well, sometimes I'd give him strapping. Very little of that I've done. You most, I feel like you can do a lot by talking.
Uh-huh.
And I've always felt like that.